My name is Ali Reza Wahadat. I'm a PhD candidate in departments of cardiology and radiology in Erasmus Medical Center Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and also the Department of Cardiology in The Hague Medical Center in the Netherlands. The title of this paper is Normal Imaging Findings After Ascending Aorta Prosthesis Implantation on 18-fluorodeoxyglucose positron emission tomography with computed tomography. The diagnosis of ascending aorta prosthesis infection is challenging, and 18FDG PET-CT could be used in the diagnostic workup of patients with suspected infection of these prostheses. However, data about this normal FDG PET-CT findings after ascending aorta prosthesis implantations are very limited. The aim of this study was to assess the normal 18FDG uptake intensity and patterns at different time points in the first year after ascending aorta prosthesis implantation. This was a prospective cross-sectional study, including patients above the age of 50 who had undergone an uncomplicated aorta prosthesis implantation, and importantly, who had no signs of infection at the time of inclusion. Patients were included in two different groups and received a PET-CT either at 12 weeks or 1 year after implantation. PET-CT was analyzed for FDG uptake on three different areas of the prosthesis with two different methods. One, a qualitative method with a visual scoring system, and two, a quantitatively method with standardized uptake values, or also known as SUV values, on PET-CT images. A total of 20 patients were included, divided into two groups of equal numbers. The groups were comparable with no significant difference in baseline characteristics. PET-CT qualitative and quantitative analysis showed that there was always some uptake on all measured areas of the prosthesis, with a low to intermediate intensity and with a diffuse homogeneous pattern in most cases. In most measurements, no significant difference was found between the intensity and uptake patterns between patients scanned 3 months and 1 year after implantation. So we concluded that FDG uptake around aorta prosthesis remains present in the first year after implantation with a low to intermediate intensity and diffuse homogeneous uptake patterns, and that this was similar between patients scanned 3 months and 1 year after implantation. In our opinion, interpretation of PET-CT for detection of infection of aortic prosthesis in the first year after implantation have to be made with care in order to avoid false positive results. Some limitations of our study was that our study population was too small to draw major conclusions. However, data about this issue is very limited, and we feel that the results provided are valuable and clinically relevant information. And another limitation of the study was that the scan was performed once in every patient and not multiple times in the same patient to actually see a change over time in uptake patterns and SUV values. This approach was actually not deemed feasible due to the high radiation dose of multiple PET-CT scans in individual healthy patients. More studies in this matter are needed, with the inclusion of large number of patients in order to clarify the utility of PET-CT in the diagnosis of ascending aorta prosthesis infection. Thank you.